Let's continue. Kuf Vav Amud Beis. Most recently, we were discussing the Bilam's Eitza of how to seduce the Jews. We said that ultimately we talked about the battle a little bit with Midian. We most recently discussed how old was Bilam when he died, and we said it was like 33 or 34 because of the pasuk of Anshi Dama Memra Lo Yechzu Yemeihem. Okay. So now let's talk about Doeg. So we spoke about Doeg a little bit in the past. The basic story behind Doeg, right? It's Doeg Adomi, the story with David HaMelech. That David HaMelech goes to run away from Shaul because he sees that Shaul's out to kill him, and he runs away to Novir HaKohanim, and he gets food from Achimelech, HaKohen, and the Doeg tattles on them and tells Shaul, and Shaul then has the whole city wiped out. Okay. So now, Siv Doeg. So we found one place he's referred to himself as Doeg, and another place as Doeg. So Amar Yochim Metila Yoshev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Doeg Shem Yitzizel Tarbus Ra. That initially Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Kviyachol sitting and worried that maybe something bad is going to come out of this guy. But once he went out and he sees what happens, Amar he says Hakadosh Baruch Hu says Vay Shiyatzazel Ayvei. That this guy came out. And where does he get that from? In other words, because embedded in the word doeg is vav. Okay. Amr Yitzchak, Maidir Sirmatis Halel, Vera, Hagibor, Chesed, Kel, Kol, Hayom. Amr Lakash Brach, the doeg. Lo Gibor Vitora, Atar, aren't you a Gibor Vitora? Matis Halel, Vera. What is this that you're doing now? You're such a Gibor V'Torah, and you learn Torah the whole day. How are you able to speak Lashon Hara about David? Oh, right. Yeah, okay, so how are you able to speak Lashon Hara about David? So, Lo Chesed Kel Nato Elecha Alecha Kol Yom. Don't you have Chesed Kel towards you or bet on you the whole day? So, the Amar Yitzchak, Ma'i D'chsiv V'L'Rasha Amar Elokim Malachol L'Saper Chukai. What's that? Malachol L'Saper Chukai. So, Amar Lakash Baruch Hu Doeg. And they change it to Rasha, so not HaRasha, Doeg, Rasha, Malachol L'Saper Chukai, Kishatam Agil, in other words, meaning what? Kishatam Agil, the Parshas Meratzkin, who Parshas Misapri Lashon Hara, Ma'at Adoresh, what are you going to darshan when you, how are you going to understand these psukim when you get there? What are you going to do with that? Okay. Batisa Bris Alei Picha. So what does that mean? It's a pasuk from Tehillim, right? So, Amar Be'ami, Ein Tarasu Shal Doeg, the Torah of Doeg is only from the lip and out. Agav, I think it was from the Rosh Hashanah, says that when you daven, it's supposed to be like Tfilah Soshul Chana, right? That it's supposed to be on your lips, but not that it's audible. Masha'inki, when it comes to Torah, it says, no, it has to be audible. It has to be not just that it's on your lips, like you're reading like when you daven, it's supposed to be very audible. Okay. The Amr of Yitzchak, Ma'idich said, the Yiru Tzadikim, v'yirau, v'alav yischaku. So what does this mean? That the tzaddikim will be afraid, and then v'alav yischaku. So b'tchila yirau. First, when they see what Doeg seemed to pull off, that he got the entire city wiped out, so then they'll be afraid. U'l'psof yischaku. But then when they see ultimately what happens, so then they'll be happy. Okay. V'amr yitzchak. May d'chsiv chayil bala v'yikienu mibitno. Yerushenu kel. Chayil is like a treasure. So chayil bala, he swallowed a treasure. Vayikienu, libitno, right? Like lo saki haaretz. So like a lashon of vomit, regurgitate to spit it out. Vayikienu libitno, he was put out from his betten, from his stomach. Yerushenu kel. What does this mean? So Amar David, lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ban shlom. Yomos doeg. Doeg should die. Let him die away. Just kill him. So Amar lo, so he said, no, chayil bala, vayikienu. He swallowed a treasure. In other words, he has learned lots of Torah, and the only way for him to die is if it's v'yikienu. If he forgets all the Torah, and he hasn't forgotten, he still has the Torah. So Amar Lefanav, Mibidno Yerushenu Kel. Why can't you just get it out of his stomach already? Take it out early, cause him to forget the Torah so that he can die. V'amri Yitzchak, Mai Dechsev, Gam Kel Yitotzcha Lanetzah. That also Hashem, Yitotzcha Lanetzah, literally it would mean that he will smash you forever, right? Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu David, Nesi Doeg L'Amad Asi, what do you say about Doeg getting olam haba. Shadoi get olam haba, so I'm in front of gam kel yitotzcha lenetzach. He should smash you lenetzach. In other words, for eternity, he should be smashed. In other words, you shouldn't get olam haba. Okay, my dechsev, what's the pasuk? Yachtecha v'yisachacha me'ohel. He should, yachtecha, he should cut or break you. V'yisachacha, he should tear you me'ohel from the tent. V'sheireshcha, and he should uproot you, may eretz chayim sel. So what does that mean? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, leinu shmaita be'midrash mishmei, so should what do you say about letting them say over Torah from him in the Beis Medrash? From doing. So Amar Lufanu, so Dami Melech says back, yechtecha v'yisachacha me'ohel. You should break him and tear him from the ohel, in other words, from the Beis Medrash. So lehavale banan rabbanan. How about should I let his kids be chachamim? So he says back, no. V'shei reshcha me eretz chaim sel. He should uproot you from eretz chaim. In other words, you shouldn't allow his kids to learn Torah to become Torah chacham. Okay. Va'amar yitzchak. My dechsev. What's the pasuk in Yeshayah? Ayei sofer. Ayei shokel. Ayei sofer is a middle. What does this mean? Ayei sofer. Where is the sofer? Meaning kol osios shem Torah. Referring to all the osios of Torah, Ayei Shokel, Sheshoka Kol Kalam Chamurim B'Shem Torah. He was able to do Kol. So this is again. This is we're going to touch on to be referring to Doei Gedomi. That Ayei Sofer, Ayei Shokel, Ayei Sofer. All these attributes that he had. In other words, he was aware with Kol Osios Shem Torah. He was Ayei Shokel. He was Sheshoka Kol Kalam Chamurim Shem Torah. He knew all the Kalam Chamurim. Ayei Sofer is a Megalim. Shahaya Sofer or Shahay Shona. He was able to teach 300 halachos pertaining to Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver, which Rashi gives a number of pshatim, what that means. One pshat that he says, what's the tower that's floating up in the air? The tower flying in the air is talking about the roof, the top part of the lamed. So why is that over there? Why is there that part that's Perech Ba'aver bent over? The other pshat that Rashi gives is like the classic sugulip, what we find in the beginning of the Gittin. Right, what happens if you have a middle perep aver, sheet of table middle, right? What happens if you're flying in it? So are you coming or not? If you're flying over Eretz Amin, right? Okay, but anyway, there's a couple of problems. So Amr Rabbi or Rabbi Ami, Arba Meya Bayi, Ba Udoit Ba'akitov of a middle perep aver. So there were 400 Bayah, 400 questions, 400 Shilas, Ba Udoit Ba'akitov of a middle perep aver, that Adog and Akitov. Asked regarding Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver, and there were such good shailas, such good kashas, that none of the questions could be answered. Amar Rava, Rabusa Lemivi Bai, is that such a mila to be able to ask lots of questions? And then Vaha, Bishani de Rabbi Yehuda, Kuli Tenuyi Ben Ezekin. In the years of Rabbi Yehuda, Kuli Tenuyi Ben Ezekin. Everybody was learning Ezekin. Why were they learning Ezekin? The Yad Mah explains because during that time they would be darshaning all the shalos that they used to get, right? The shalos that they used to get were Nezikin shalos. Vanan kamasninan tuvav uktzin. But we, in Rav, in our times, we are learning tons of uktzin. The ki havu mati Rabbi Yehuda, and when Rabbi Yehuda would approach the Mishnah of Isha Shakup Veshes Yerak Bikadera about a woman who is pickling a vegetable in a pot, Vamila, or some have Zaysim shekivashan bitarveyan, Zaysim that he pickled them with their leaves or their stems, tahor. That what's that halacha? That's by oktzin that we say that when you have a yad of something. So when you have when it talks about like the hand of a kli, does the hand become coming along with the rest of the kli or not? So similarly, when it comes to vegetables, if you have the yad of a vegetable, so the stem of a vegetable, so in theory should be pulled along with the vegetable when it comes to tumah. So if the main part becomes tumah, then it becomes, or if the yad part becomes tumah, then the rest of the vegetable becomes tumah. Let's say she pickles it, and now she has this pickle that has, or a cucumber, whatever the vegetable is, and you have a stem that's sticking off. So now it's so soft that it could easily come off. So do you say that that's considered as part of the rest of the vegetable, such that if it would contract tumah, so the rest of the vegetable would also become tumah, or not? So that's what he says, that the din is tahor. So when he would approach that Mishnah of so Amar Rabbi Yehuda would say, "Havayis to Rabbi Shmuel, because I see the questions of Rabbi Shmuel regarding this." In other words, he would bleib schwer. Vanan kamasnian bo uktzin. And we are learning uktzin. Plus sari misifta. We got 13 yeshivas learning uktzin. Rabbi Yehuda shalif me. Now, but there's a massive difference between us and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shalif. So we're learning all these esoteric things. And Rabbi Yehuda is sticking to nizik and shilas. And he had to bleib schwer when it came to uktzin shilas. Rabbi Yehuda shalif misane, but when Rabbi Yehuda, when he would take off his shoe, if there was ever a drought and it needed rain, the rain would come right away. Va'anan, in other words, as soon as he displayed any sign of inoy, they would get the rain that they needed. Va'anan, but we, tzvachinan, we're crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'leika d'mishkach ban, but he doesn't pay attention to us. We don't get the rain. So El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leave a boy. So what's the difference here? If we're clearly much more, kilo advanced in learning. So what's pshat? Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu leave it by. It doesn't really make a difference if it's questions or if it's not questions or if it's engaging and having 13 yeshivas learning esoteric things. The question is your heart in it? Leave it by. The only thing that he wants is your heart. The chesed Hashem yireh laliva. So presumably what the tzusha seems to be is that similar when it comes to doing, it's not the questions. It's not necessarily a great thing to be asking questions. The question is, Is your heart invested? Okay. Amr of Misharsha. Doeg v'achi tofo, lo havu sabi shmata. They couldn't come up with a good svara for the shmata. They couldn't get down to the core of it. Maskul amr zutras. Marzutras said, man the kasabe, the person about whom the pasuk is written, ayye sofer, ayye shokel, ayye sofer, is making that all these tremendous, he had such a tremendous grasp of Torah, v'ad amret lo havu sabi shmata, and you think that you couldn't get to the bottom of the sugya? So, Ella, the lo hava salka lehu shmaita liba de helchasa. He wasn't so good to have a halacha nikba through him. The siv sod Hashem li re'av. That sod Hashem, which we're understanding to be an allusion to halacha, is only li re'av, to those who fear. Amr of Ami. Lo meis doeg ach shachach tumura. Doeg couldn't die until he forgot all of his Torah, as we said before, right? Shenemar Hashem, Hu yamos be'ein musar. He will die be'ein musar, without musar, which we're understanding to be Torah, the rov ivato yishken, out of his tremendous foolishness, he will falter. So that's the point, that he will die only when it's ein musar, only when he forgets all his Torah. Okay, Rav on Martinitz Dareya. Rav said that he became a mitzor. How do you see this? Shenemar hitzmata kolzana mimeka. All who stray from you will be hitzmata. What does that mean? Ksevasam latzmisos umetargminam lachlutin. That we, the targum for the word smisos is Chalutin, Utanan ain't been muskar muchlat el priyo prima. By the context of the mitzora, so we see muchlat is associated with the mitzora, and that's tzmisus. And so when we find the word itzmata, kolzona mimeka, so then we plug it in to be the mitzora. Okay. Amram Yochanan, shlosha malachi chavalin is danu lo ledom. There were three malachim of injury, in charge of injuring, who happened upon Dovid. Echad shishicheach tumura, one who caused him to forget his Talmud. The echad says shesaraf nishmas, one who burned up his neshama. The echad shapizer afaro, the bati knesios of bati mitrashos, and scattered his dirt on the bati knesios of bati mitrashos. Okay. Amar Yochanan, doeg v'achi tofel lo ro'u ze'azeh. They didn't actually live at the same time, right? They didn't see one another. Doeg b'mei shol, we know that doeg was primarily during the times of shol, v'achi tofel b'mei David. The Achitov was at the times of David, and I think it's the Marshal who says that, so what's the significance of that? Because if they did live at the same time, they would have been able to overtake David. Amr Yochanan, Doeg v'Achitov lochatsu yemehem. They didn't get to half of their days, similar to what we said before, they didn't get to 35. Tanachi, Anji damam u'mirmal lo yechtsu yemehem. Kol shnosav shadoeg lo hayu el shloshim v'arba, that Doeg's life was for 34 years, v'shal Achitov in an ela shloshim v'shalosh, they were 33. How do you see this from Anji Damim Umirma Lo Yechtim Eim? So I think Marsha explains that what's the Anji Damim Umirma? Anji Damim, the man of blood, is a reference to Doeg, who caused the entire city of Nov to be wiped out and to be killed. What's the Mirma? The Mirma is Achitofel, who we know, Achitofel, the story goes, Achitofel was the Yoetz for David HaMelech until Avshalom's rebellion, and once Avshalom rebelled, so he kind of switched sides, and he instead served as a Yoetz, as an advisor for Avshalom. He was, he advised Avshalom to have, this secret surprise attack on David HaMelech. And what we're going to say, and actually this is important for later, so what happened is that Hushai HaArki, was like David HaMelech's secret agent, and he had him go in like undercover to Avshalom, and he won over Avshalom's trust. And while Achitofel was telling Avshalom, you know, you should have this surprise attack on David HaMelech, Hushai Arkas said, no, that's not a good idea, and so what you should do is like this, and he convinced him to do not like what Achitofel suggested him. And in the meantime, Hushai Arkas sent word to David HaMelech, and he met, actually, I think he met up with him, right? We're going to say later, that he told David HaMelech, by the way, this is the plan, and you got to get out of here before they come. And ultimately what happens is Achitofel strangles himself, right? Okay. But either way, the point is that the Anshei Damim is referring to Doeg. Umirma, the men of the people of trickery, in other words, referring to Achitofel, lo yachtu yimei. Okay. The Amr Yochanan. B'tchila kara David la'achitofel rabbo. First he called him by his name, called him a rabbi. Lubsof karo chaver. Then he called him his friend. Lubsof karo tamir. Then he called him his talmid. B'tchila karo rabbo. Where do you see that? In the pasuk, "Vata enosh karki," and you are a man karki, like my value. In other words, you are a chashiv like me. Alufi, my rebbe, umiyudai, and my chacham. So, okay, ulubsof karo chaver, and then he calls him his chaver, his friend. Excuse me. Asher yachtav, the pasuk says, "Asher yachtav namtik sod beveis alkim nahalech bragash," that together we will go to sweeten the in the house of Hashem, in other words, to go and learn Nehalech the Ragish, that we will go the Ragish with company. So what do you see? It's Asher Yachta, that they are considered as peers in the Pesukim. Well, the Pesuk Kro Talmid, and then he calls him his Talmud, as we find in the Pesuk, Gam Ish Shlomi, that the man of peace, in other words, my ally, Asher Betachti Bo, that I trusted in him, Ochel Lachmi is eating my bread. Higdil Alai Akev, he raised upon me his the heel. Okay, and what do you see? That he calls him Ochel Lachmi, the one who eats my bread. What does it mean that he eats my bread? That he learns Torah from me. Okay. Fine. So now we have the story of David and Bathsheba, right? So the story, just the basic background, is that David sees this, the way that the Pesukim say it, that David sees this girl on the roof as she's washing, and he has a timer for her, and he says, go get me that girl, and he has tashrish with her, and then he wants to be together with her, so he has her husband sent out into battle and killed. Okay, so now, Amr Yehuda, and that's myself, David and Bathsheba, and then we'll see that there's a tremendous true process for that story afterwards. Amr Yehuda Marav, La'olam al yavid adam atzmo l'dei nisan, a person shouldn't put himself in the matzav of Nisayon, of being tested. Sharei David Melech Yisrael, hevi atzmo l'dei nisayon v'nechshal. He put himself in such a matzav, and he stumbled. Amr Lefan, he said, Rabban Shalom, v'nema omrim, why do we say, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, v'lokei Yaakov, v'ein omrim, Elokei David, why am I not in the list, on the list? So Amr, he said, Shakash Baruch said back to him, well, inu mitzuli, they had bechinas by me, they were given nisayonos, v'atlo minastli, but you did not have a nisayon. So Amr Lefanav, so David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, V'chaneini v'naseini, okay, so give me a fahar, give me a test. Shenemar, V'chaneini Hashem v'naseini, V'chulei, fine. If you take a look, it's at the Hemzuch HaPasuk, it's a little bit critical for later, it's V'chaneini Hashem v'naseini, Tsarfa kil yosai, will it be purified my kidneys and my heart. Okay, so Amar, he said, okay, minasna locha, I will test you. V'avidna milsa b'hadach, in fact, I'm going to do something with you. Diladidhu lo hadatinu, that for when it came to the avos, I didn't tell them anything. I didn't tell them what's going to be going on. V'ilu ana k'madana locha, but I am going to inform you. V'dimensino locha b'dvar erva, that I'm going to be testing you with a dvar erva. So miyad, and that's right after that conversation, we have the Pesukim Vayila Esa Erev Vayokam David Me'al Mishkavo, right, that's where we have this story. If you just take a quick look at the Pesukim, Vayila Esa Erev Vayokam David Me'al Mishkavo, Veis Halech Al Gag, Veis HaMelech, Vayar Isha Ruchetzes, and he sees a woman washing Me'al Gag on the roof, Vayisha Tovas Maramon, and she was very pretty. Okay, Amar Yehuda, so what does it mean that it's Vayhi Le'esa Ha'erev Vayakam David Me'al Mishkavot, that it was by the evening that that's when he was getting up out of bed? So Amr Yehuda Shahavach Mishkavo Shalayla L'Mishkavo Shalayla. He reversed the times that he would go to bed. In other words, to go to have Tashmish, that he would have Tashmish during the day to alleviate the Hirhurim, and now he was getting up by night. So what happened? Shavach mishkavah shalala l'mishkavah shayom. V'nis alma mimenu halacha nehalacha. He escaped him. Was hidden from him. Eiver katan yesh ba'adam. That there's an eiver katan that Amen had. Masbio ra'ev. That if you satiate it, then you only get more hungry. Mar evil. But if you hunger it, saveya, then you'll be full. Okay. V'yisalech al-gag v'yisamelech. So continuing on that pasuk, right? V'yar isha rochetzes me'al al-gag. He saw a woman who was washing on the roof. V'yisha tovas marim ma'od. So who was that? V'asheva hava. Kachayafa reisha tusei chalasa. She was chayfa, like scrubbing, rubbing her hair, right, washing her hair. Chayfa reisha, washing her head. Tusei chalasa, with her head underneath a chalasa, which is like this kaveres, like we found in Shabbos, like this kli that looked like a kaveres, like looked like a hive. It's a funny shaped, cone-shaped kli. Asa satan, what happened? Itmile kitzfiras, kitzifrasa. The satan here appeared to him like a bird. Pasak begira, and David shot an arrow at the bird. Well, paska lechalasa, and instead he ended up missing the bird, and he shot the chala, the kli that she was washing her head under. Igle vechazye, so she was exposed, and he saw her. Miyad, so that's why you have the hemshich. Vayishach David, vayidrosh la'isha, he wanted, right, he sent for her. Vayomer halozos bas sheva, bas aliyam, eishas uri achiti. Vayishlach David malachim, vayikacheha. He said malachim, and he took her, vatavoi love, and he had beer with her, vayishkad ima. Vimis kadeshes mitumasan, she had purified herself from her state of tumah. Vatashav elbeis, and then she went home. Vahainu dechsev, vachanta libi, pakadat alayla, tzereftani batimtza, zamosi bal yavor pi. Right, Bachati Libi, you tested my heart, Pakarta Laila, you searched by night. Tsraftani, you attempted to purify me, but Baltim saw you didn't find anything. Zamosi Bayavor Pi. What does this mean? Amar, he said, Icho Zimama Nafubepume, if only a muzzle would have fallen into the mouth, demand the sanale of the one who hates me. In other words, he's referring to himself now. The low Amar ki hamilsa. If only I would have had a muzzle in my mouth rather than have made that deal with the Rabbanu Shalom for him to give me a nisayon. And that's how we touched him to the pasuk. Bachanta libi, bakarta laila, right? You tested my heart, searching me by night. Tzraftani, you attempted to purify me by giving me this nisayon about himself, but you didn't find me to be pure. Zemosi bal yavor pi, if only a muzzle had been in my mouth. Okay. Darsh Rava, my dechsiv lamnatzeach la David. Bashem Chasisi, in Hashem I took shelter, I took refuge. Eich Tomru Lenafshi, how can they say about me? Nudi Harchem Tzipor. Harchem, your mountains, right? So Nudi shook. So Nudi Harchem, your mountains shook Tzipor. A bird shook your mountains. Referring again to this story that David is the Har and he was ensnared by this Tzipor. So Amar David Lefnakar. Please be mochami so that they don't say that your mountain was shaken by a bird. Darsh Rava, my dechsiv, what's the pasuk? Lecha levadcha chatasi, for you and you alone I sinned. Vehara be'inecha asisi, and that which is evil in your eyes I did. L'man titzdak bedavrecha, tizke b'shaftecha. So what is this? Amar David Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Galia v'yadia kamach. Right? You know, the ibaya lemichvie leyetzri have a kaifina. If I wanted to, lemichvie, to subdue my yetzer, have a kaifina, I would have been able to subdue my yetzer hara. Ella amina delolemru, but I thought delolemru that they shouldn't say, the people shouldn't say, abda zachi lemari. That the servant was meritorious over the master. In other words, that the Eved versus the master who won in terms of who won the other one out. It was the Eved that Akash Baruch said that he wasn't going to test him, and David HaMelech said, bring it on, and so David HaMelech would be proven right. So he says, I chose not to be proven right. So Darsh Rava, my dechsev ki ani letzela nachon, umach ovi neged samit, negdi samit. What does this mean? She was actually suited for David from the times of Sheshes Meibreshes. Elishaba, a love, with an I and they change it, the machov, that instead she came to him through an egg. And that's what we interpret the pasuk, ki ani letzela nachon, for I letzela, to a rib, again referring to a wife, letzela, nachon, I was suited for this rib, umach ovi negdisamik, but instead it came through in ink. V'chein tanet vei Rav Yishmal, re'uya haitzel David ba'sheva ba'saliyam, ela she'achla paga, that Bathsheba was suited for David, just that achlapaga, he ate an unripe fig. In other words, that he that it was too premature. Darsh Rava. Okay. Darsh Rava. Ma'ay d'chsev, uvitzal'i samchu v'ne'a safu, nesfu alai nechim v'lo yodati, karu v'lo dam. So what's that pasuk? So Amar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know that if they would tear open my flesh, my blood wouldn't flow. Below, they wouldn't. My blood wouldn't be dripping out. Below, od ela b'shah shehem oskin ba'arba misas bez. But not only that, at the time that they are oskin ba'arba misas bez, and poskim mishnas and they stop after learning v'armuli and they say to me, David, habal eshes ish misaso b'mat, like they're goading at him, right? That David, what happens when a person is Baal Nanesh's Ish? Amar to them, so I say back to them, Habal Ish's Ish, Misas Bachanak. The Yeshul Chilak Maba, but he does have a Chilak Maba. Avalam Malbin Pnei Chaber of a Rabbim, someone who publicly humiliates his friend, Ain Lo Chilak Olam Maba. It's a pretty harif response, right? Okay. So, and that's how we touch it back into the Pasuk. Ubit Sal E, Samchu Vanessa Vanessa Volai, Nechim Loidati, Karu Huladam, right? That they would tear me open. Not find blood. Okay. Even at the time of David's illness, he was Makayim 18 onos. Why 18 onos? Normally it's not 18 onos, it's 18 onos. In other words, we'd be Makayim in the mitzvah of Ona for his 18 wives. Shenemar, Yagati be'anchasi, Ascha b'chol layla mitasi, Bidamasi arsi amsa, right? Like we say, Tachnun, Yagati ben chasi, I was fatigued from my groaning. Ascha becholayla mitasi. Now, what does that mean over here? So we're understanding that ascha is a play on the word sachi, which is a term for tashmish amita. So ascha becholayla mitasi. Every night I had tashmish. Bidamasi arsi amsa. Okay. Right at the time of my dema'os, I repulsed my bed. Amar Yehuda Amar Rabbi. He wanted to serve Avodah Zarah. Shneimer, but he David ba at a rosh asher yishtach v'sham le'elohim. The ain rosh el Avodah Zarah, and rosh over there is an allusion to Avodah Zarah. Shneimer v'hud sama reishay di dehav tov. That we see the word we have this before, right? By Nebuchadnezzar with Daniel. Hanan mishal v'zari by the dreams. He said the head was a head of gold. So we see that it's in the context of Avodah Zarah. Okay. V'hinei l'kraso, Chushai ha'arki karua kutanto. So Chushai ha'arki goes out to greet him. Adama aroshon, he had earth on his hand. So Amar lo l'davi, he said to them, Yomru, chmel shekemoscha yavad Avodah Zarah. People are going to say, how can you possibly worship Avodah Zarah? The people are going to say, a king like you is worshiping Avodah Zarah. That would be terrible. So Amar lo, so he said back to him, Yom, well they added, Yomru, melech shekemosi yihargan b'no. But they'll say that a melech like me, his son killed him, right? Referring to Avshalom. So mutav yavod Avodah Zarah, better that I worship Avodah Zarah, but I call Hashem Shemai b'far Esir, rather than there be a tremendous chilul Hashem that I be killed. And people say, how could have a shayach that his son would kill his father, that the melech like that would be killed by his son. Amar my taima kinesivat yifas tohar. So he said to David Melech. So again, Chushai Arki continues and he says, why did you marry a yifas tohar? Now which yifas tohar did he marry? He married Ma'acha, right? Ma'acha Bas Talmai Melech so David took her as a Yifas Tohar when he was in war, and through Ma'acha, right? So Ma'acha and David Melech had Avshalom. So he says, my time of Kamesivat Yifas Tohar, why did you marry Yifas Tohar Malay? Yifas Tohar Rachman Ashari, what do you mean? Yifas Tohar is Mutter in the Torah. So Malay, lo derash to Smuchin, but Lemaisa, he didn't darshan the Smuchin, the Samach Lay, because we know right next to the Parsha of Yifas Tohar is Kiyel Ish Ben Sorir Moreh. So kolon osu yifas Torah, any person who marries a yifas Torah, yishul ben Tzoramar, and you wonder why you have Avshalom. Okay. Darash Reb Dustari Demin Bim. Lema David Domet, what does David compare? Lesocher Kusi, to a Kusi merchant. How is he compared to a Kusi merchant? So Rashi explains, because a Kusi merchant, he sells in really small amounts at a low price. So rather than selling you a case of pencils, they'll send you one case, one pencil at a time for 5 cents, and by the time you finish buying 20 of them, you spend a lot of money. So, Amar Davar Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Shegios Miyavin. Who can contemplate, who can be aware of Shegios, meaning Shegagos, who is able to protect himself from doing Shegagos? Amar Lei, Sheviki Locha. So he says, it's okay, don't worry about it, David. Nistaros Nakeni, so absolve me from my Nistaros. Sheviki Locha, okay, fine, no problem. So Gam Yizidim Chasok Havdecha, so but what about also the Zaydin, the things that I did with Mezid? So and Rashi said before Hasya, Sheviki Locha. No, don't worry about it. Okay, what about Al Yimshali V as a sum? That what? The lo Yilishta Ubi Rabbanan, that the Chachamim shouldn't be schmoozing about me? Sheviki Locha, don't worry about that. In the case of Mipesha Rav, so absolve me from Pesha Rav. So he says, Shalo Yikasiv Sirchuni, meaning that it shouldn't be written down. Please don't write down this episode. So I'm below. I'm sorry, David, it's not possible. Ma Yod Shenatati Misarai, just like the Yod that I took from Sarai, Omid Vatzavach, Kamashanim was standing and screaming before me for many years. Achaba Yeshua, until Yeshua came to Oksatlan, I was able to add on the Yod onto his name. Shemar Vayikra Moshe Yeshua, Ben Nun Yeshua. So call a Parsha Kula, Lachas Kamavakama. So if a whole parsha is written down already, because you already did them with the chait, so then there's nothing I can do. So v'nikesi mipesha rav, I'm lefana ribbono shel mecholei alos avon kulo. Please, be mochmer for the whole avon. So Mark, he said, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said back to him, kvar asa Shlomo ben Chalomer b'chachma. So sorry, Shlomo, your son is already going to say hayachta ish eish b'cheiko, like hayachta is like a lashon of mechata b'gacholim, right? So if a person is scraping the coals or scooping the coals, stoking the coals. Hayachta ish eish b'cheiko. Is it possible for a person to scoop the coals into his lap or into his bosom? Ubegadav lo tisarafna, and his clothing is not going to get burned. In yahalif ish al gacholim, is it possible for a person to walk on coals? Viragul lo tigaven, and his feet aren't going to get scorched. Kain habala ishes reyehu. So too, if a person has nus with an ishes ish, lo yinaka kol anageba, can't be absolved. Amalei kol hachi. So Amalei kabel alacha yisrin. She says, you know, want to know what the eight says? Be makabel yisrin. So kibulav, he was makabel yisrin. Okay, so now what was that? So Amar Yudam Rav, shisha chadashim nitzdareya David. David was a mitzvah for 6 months. Then istakim and the shechina departed from him. Upirshu mimenu Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin separated from him. Where do we see these? Nitzdareya dechziv techat eni be'ezo ve'ethar techabseni umishal galben. Right? So techatin, purify me, but excuse me, the ezo ve'ethar. So who requires the ezo in order to become tahar? The mitzora. So we see he was a mitzora. Nistalka himenu shchina. Shchina departed from him. Tchsev hashiva li sason yeshecha. Right, return to me the joy of your salvation. Veruach nediva tismechin. And your ruach nediva, your generous spirit, should support me. But what's the point? The point is that in order for the shchina to rest in someone, you need joy. So it's hashiva li sason yeshecha, and in order to get veruach nediva tismechini. Upirshu mimenu Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin separated from dechsev yeshuvu li yirei echa. What's the hemshach of that pasuk? Yeshuvu li yirei echa v'yodei edosecha. Those who know your eden, right? Those who know your times, they will. In other words, Sanhedrin, they'll return to me. Okay. So if they're returning, that means that they weren't there because they separated. Okay, so now, but Lamaya said, we didn't explain how you know that he was a Mitzorah for 6 months. So, Shisha Chadash, we know, and how do you know that he was a Mitzorah? We know that he was a Mitzorah, but how do you know that he was a Mitzorah for 6 months? Dechsiv, Hayomim Asher Malach David al Yisrael Arbam Shana. If you look at the beginning of the Pesukim in Malachim, it says that David reigned for 40 years. The Chevron Malach Sheva Shanim, in Chevron he reigned for 7 years. Bishalayim Malach Shaloshim Bishalosh Shanim. He reigned for 33 plus 7 is 40. But then we find in the Pesukim, in the beginning of Shmuel Beis, it says, "B'chevron malach al Yehuda sheva shanim v'shisha chadashim." He reigned for 7 years and 6 months. And the Hemshech of the Pasuk of Yerushalayim, I'm just reading, from the Hemshech of the Pasuk of Yerushalayim, malach shloshim v'shalosh shana al kol Yishav Yehuda for 33. So what happened over here? One Pasuk, it says, he reigned in Chevron for 7, and then Yerushalayim for 33. And then in the other Pasuk, it says that he reigned for 7.5 years, 7 years and 6 months, and plus 33 years in Yerushalayim. So, v'hani shishim chadashim lo kachashim. Why doesn't it mention the 6 months? So, shema mina nitzdareya. If we're not considering them, it's because he must have had tzaras for that period of time. Okay. Amr lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, mochol alos avanim, forgive me for that sin. So machol lecha, no problem. It's machol. I say me also tova v'yirus and ivy and loshu. So make for me an os, and my enemies will see and they'll be embarrassed. Ketash amzar tani v'necham tani that you aided me and you comforted me. So Amr leis akash broke his back. Dav v'chayach enim odia. I'm not gonna inform everybody during your lifetime. Avol enim odia b'chay Shlomo bencha, but I am gonna inform during Shlomo your son's lifetime. B'shoshu b'na Shlomo be'as beis hamikdash. At the time that Shlomo was gonna rebuild the base, was built the base hamikdash. Sorry. He sought to bring Aaron into the base of Kodesh HaKadoshim. But the gates clang shut. Amar Esrim Barba Renanos Volonenes. So he's saying 24 Shiras and he wasn't responding to it. Amar Su'usha Amr Shtechim Minasu Bezcheolam Yavu Melech Rava Miz Melech Kavan Hashem Yisus Gibor Hashem Gibor Mochama Benemar Su'usha Amr Shtechim Minasu Bezcheolam Yavu Melech Kavan V'chulei Volonen. He still wasn't answered. But once he said, Hashem Elokim, Al Tashay Pnei Mishichacha, Zachra Lachazdei, David Avdecha, Miyad Nemet. So the also Shah, Nefchu Pnei Soni David, Kishule Kedera. So at that moment, the face of the enemy, the faces of the enemies of David, turned to Kishule HaKedera, like the Kishule HaKedera, like the bottom of the pot, which is all black. The Yadu called Yisrael, Shemachal Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Oso Avon. And all the Jews realized that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven David Malach for that sin. Okay. Fine. So now the Gemara continues with the story of Gehazi. Okay, we mentioned this briefly before. It also came up at the end of the eighth parak, right? Basic story is right that there's a young girl who is held in captivity by Sarsval Melech Haram, and she's a young Jewish girl and she's held in captivity, and the Sarsval Melech Haram and the Melech Haram and the Sarsval Melech Haram Naaman. Has tzaras, and they don't know what to do. So she says, "You know, why don't you go to Elisha Navi, and he'll help you out." So Naaman goes to Elisha Navi, and Elisha says, "Oh, you know, you should go take a dunk. Go take a dunk 7 times, and you'll be cured." So Naaman says, "That's absurd. What, if I needed that, I'd like that's ridiculous. Why did I come all the way here for that?" So it's the people who come and say, "No, but like, come on, what do you have to lose?" So he goes in, he takes a dunk, and he comes out cured. So he comes back to Elisha, and he wants to give him all this treasure that he brought along with him. And Elisha says, no, thank you. I don't need any money. I don't take any payment. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so that's okay. So Naaman goes on his merry way, and then Gehazi, the attendant of Elisha, runs after Naaman. And he says, you know what, actually we've had a change of heart. Would you mind giving me a little bit of clothing and silver? So he says, yeah, absolutely, no problem. And he gives him some, and the Gehazi takes it. And then he comes back, and Elisha says, what'd you do? And he says, what do you mean? I didn't do anything. And he says, oh yes, you did. I know exactly what you did. And he curses him by giving him and all of his generations, all of his descendants, to rest. Okay, so now let's see. So Gehazi, Nechsev, Va, so it's not really Va, Vayova Elisha Damasek. And Elisha came to Damasek. Vayecha Azal. He came to Damasek, so where'd he go? So that he's like arriving somewhere. That's the Pasuk highlighting it. So Amr Yochan and Shalach, the Hatzer Gehazi b'tshuva. He went to go bring back Gehazi to get him to do tshuva. But Gehazi refused to do tshuva. Amr Lo, he said, Chazor b'cha. So Elisha told Gehazi, do tshuva. Amr Lo, he said back to him, Kach makablanu l'cha. But what do you mean? I have a Kabbalah from you. Hachote machti yisrahim. If a person's sins are caused by the rabbim, to sin ain't must speak and be able to tshuva. It does no good to do tshuva. So, my Abed, what exactly happened here that he did that was so bad? So another thing that he did, Yigad Amri, Evan Jo'avas Tala Lechatas Yeravam the Hamida Bein Shemayim La'aretz. He hung an Evan Jo'avas by the Chatas of Yeravam. In other words, what's an Evan Jo'avas? Rashi explains that this is like a magnet, that he says had this magnet hanging so that it would have the calves that Yoravim had are made out of gold, so they would cause them to be attracted to the magnet and be suspended in here, so that they would look like they had their own color. V'yikid Amri, Shem Chakak Bepia, V'yismach Rezis, V'meres Anochi V'lo Yilcha. Right, he engraved the Shem Hashem in the mouth of the calves of Yoravim, and the calves were crying out, Anochi and Lo Yilcha, Rachman Otsam. V'yikid Amri, Some say that it was that he pushed away the Chachamim from coming to Elisha. Shene'emar, Ayomru b'nei Hanvim el Elisha, Hinei na hamakom asher nachnu yoshim sham lefanecha, tsar mimenu. The place that we're sitting in front of you is too narrow for us. What does it mean? That all of a sudden it became narrow. So mechlal da'at hashta lo havu tsar. So it sounds like up until this point it wasn't narrow, it wasn't too small. How did it all of a sudden become too crowded? Because Gehazi would refuse to admit them to see Elisha. Okay. Tan Rabbah. La'olam tehi small docha v'yimin mekareves. The appropriate mahalach is that you should be pushing away with your left hand, but bringing close with your right hand. Lo ke'elisha shedechafa l'gehazi b'shtei yadayim. Not like Elisha, who pushed away Gehazi with two hands, and if you jump down, at least I have it jumping down from Gimel, from the that was emitted from the censer. It says V'lo k'Rav Yishuv ben Parachya shedechafa l'yeshu hanotri b'shtei yadayim. Now like Yishuv ben Parachya, who pushed off Yeshu hanotri with two hands. Okay, now we're going to take each story in turn. Gehazi dechsev v'yomer Naaman ho'el l'kach k'krayim v'yifratz bo v'yotzer k'krayim kesef v'chulei. So what's this pasuk? So you just take a quick look on the side, just for the broader context. But Yomer Naaman, Hol Kachu, right? So this is at the point where Gehazi runs after him to get, and he says, you know, we've had a change of heart. And Naaman says, oh, for sure, Hol Kachu Kikrim, please take two kikar. Vayifatz bo, vayotzer kikrim kesef, vashnei charitim, and he wrapped it up. Shnei chalifos begadam and two changes of clothing. Vayitin al shnei naharav, vayisu lefanav, vuhu ba vayamud al adunav. Vayomer lav Elisha, and Elisha said to me, I'm Gehazi. Gehazi, where have you been? Amar Vayomer, and he said, Lo halach adlech anavana, I haven't been anywhere. Vayomer lav, so he said, Lo li bi halach at kashir hafach ish me'al merkav to. You don't think that my heart went along with when you got that man, in other words, got Nama to turn around from his chariot, from continuing on his way, l'krasecha, you got him to greet you? Ha'ez l'kachas is a kesef, is this a time to take silver? Well, l'kachas begotten to take clothing? V'zeisu mukram v'tzonu bakar v'avadim u'shvachos? And you could translate that in two ways. Ha'ez l'kachas is a kesef, is it a time to take silver? V'l'kachas and to purchase begotten v'zeisu mukram v'tzonu bakar v'avadim u'shvachos? Well, let's see what the Gemara does. So the Gemara says as follows. Again, Gehazi d'chsev, v'yomer Naaman ho'el, Kach kikrayim, vayifratz bal, vayotzer kikrayim ketzev v'chulei, vayomer elav elisha me'an gechazi, where have you been? Vayomer lo halach avdecha anavan, I haven't been anywhere. Vayomer elav lo libi halach kasher fach ish me'al markav tolak rasecha, you don't think my heart went along with you, as you caused that man to flip around when you got, when you stopped Naaman. Ha'is l'kachas es ha'ketzev, is it a time to take silver? V'l'kachas begadim d'bay, begadim v'zeis v'kram v'zon v'vach v'avadim shvachos. Now, if you take a look at what he actually took from Naaman, what did he take? It says he got kesef and two changes of clothing. So, and what does the pasuk say that instead? It says kesef begavim zaysim kramim tzon bakar avadim and shvachos. So he took eight things instead. So nisha kalkulei, did he take that much? Kesef begavim mutashakal, all he took was some silver and gold. Rabbi Yitzchak also shah ha yalisha yoshev darsh b'shmona shratzim. They were learning shmona shratzim, right? The 14th paragraph of Masechta Shabbos. Naaman Tzar Tzva Melech Aram Hayim Mitzorah. Then Naaman Tzar Tzva shows up as a Mitzorah. Amr Lei, he turned into a Mitzorah. He became a Mitzorah. Amr Lei, Hayi Revis, and that young lass who's in captivity over there, by Tzar Tzva Melech Aram, Dishtavai, Ar Yisrael, who was held captive from Eretz Yisrael. And so she said to him, Yozalp Lagabi Elisha, if you go to Elisha, Masilach, he can cure you. So Ki Asa, when he came, Amr Lei, Zil to Volbe Yardin, go take a dunk in the Yardin. Amalei, so Naaman said back to him, Achuchi kamecheach tabi, you're scoffing at me, you're making fun of me. Why are you playing around with me? So Amalei, they said to him, so the entourage that was along with Naaman said, Hanu dehavu badeh, so Amalei, Hanu dehavu badeh, those who were along with Naaman said to him, Ma'anat kalaf mina, what do you lose? What's the big deal? Zil nasi, go try it out, go be cured, go take a dunk and see what happens. Azal, so we went to Tel Aviyard, and he dunked in the Yardin. The Itzin was cured. So Asa, he came, Asile Kohane Denakin, and he brought along all the things that he was holding, all the gold and silver and all the things that he had. And Lo Tzavi, Lekabulimine, but Elisha didn't want to accept any of that from him. Gehazi, Iftir Mikami Elisha, so Gehazi slips out and excuses himself from for Elisha. Azal shakal, ma'ida shakal v'ifkin. So he went and he took what he took v'ifkin, and he entrusted it somewhere. No, he put it in the bank so that Elisha couldn't see. Ki asa, when he came back, chazi Elisha l'tzarasta v'parchel v'ereshin. When he came back, Elisha saw that there was tzaras that had flown literally upon his head. Right, so suddenly he has tzaras on. So suddenly Gehazi has tzaras on his head. Amalei. So Elisha said to him, Rasha, you think it's the time to be mekabel your schar for Shmona Shratzim? In other words, for the Limud HaTorah, you think this is the time that you should be picking up schar? So the tzaras na'aman tidabek. I think what's buzz? The tzaras na'aman tidbak b'cha u'bezaracha la'olam. The tzaras of na'aman should cling to you and your children. Vayitzim ofanav mitzora kashalek. Okay, and that's where we have the hemshuch of that, which is Rabbanash Mayim Mitzorah. Pesach Hashar, who were the four people who were sitting for Mitzorim in the Pesach Hashar? Amar Yochanan Gehazi u'shlosh banav. That's Gehazi and his three kids, because they all got tzaras. Now, if you take a look, if you jump down from the hey, I'm sorry, from the vav rather. So really, the fuller story, it would be a little bit more clear if you look in the Gemara that Mem Zayin of Sotah, right? That's where the main story Yeshu comes up. So now we basically have that story over here. So if you jump down to Rishubim Prachya, Mahi, what's that story of Rishubim Prachya where he wasn't Smol Docha V'Yimin Mekarevis? He was Docha V'Shei Lidan. So, Kidakot Lenu, Yanei Malka L'Rabbanan. When Yanei HaMelech, was on his crusade, killing out all the Chachamim, Azal from Rishubim Prachya, V'Yeshu, Lachlazandria Shal Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Shubin Prachya fled along with Yeshu to Alexandria. Based on the Gemara in Sota, it has Shimon Meshetach it Marase Achte. And Shimon Meshetach, though, his sister hid him. Why was Shimon Meshetach's sister able to hide him in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because his sister was Shalom Tzion Hamalka. Shalom Tzion Hamalka was the queen. She was married to Yanai. So Shimon Meshetach was able to be hidden by his sister. So Shimon Shetach is an Eretz Yisrael, and Rishubim Prachya and Yeshu went go to Alexandria. Kiyav Shalma, when there was finally peace back in Eretz Yisrael, Shalach l'Shimon Shetach. So Shimon Shetach sends me in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, for me in here in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, Lechi Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, to you, Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, in Mitzrayim. Achosi Bali Shari B'Sokheich, my sister, my husband, is Shari B'Sokheich, is living amongst you, Vanochi Yosheves Shomema, while I'm here, that's all alone. So, Amar Shmamina Yikusham Obama. So, when Shimon Shetach, when Rosh Shimon Prachya received that message, he said, oh, so clearly he must be sending me a message that there's Shalom back in Eretz Yisrael now. So, come Atza, he got up and he came, V'Yisrael Lehu Shpizah, he happened upon that inn. Avdulei Yakar Tuva, and they did for him all kinds of honors. They treated him very nicely. Omar, and he said, oh, Kami Yatha Haksani, so how nice is this hostess? She's been so nice to us. This is what Rav Shimon Prachya comments. So Omar Lei Yeshu, so Yeshu says to Rav Shimon Prachya, Rebbe, Einam Terutos, how can you say that she's nice? Her eyes are round, and she doesn't look nice. So Omar Lo, so Rav Shimon Prachya said to him, Rasha V'kachat Osik, that's what you're Osik in? Afakar b'meis shipuri, takes out 400 shipuri, 400 horns for payment, presumably v'shamte, and he put him in the chair. He put Yeshu in the chair. Also the kamei kama zimnin, Yeshu came before Shem Prachya many times. Amrlei kablan, please be mekabel me. So lo avim kama shkichbei, but he wouldn't pay attention to them. Yom b'chad have a kakari kriyashma. Rishum Prachya was reading Kriya Shema, also the Kamei, and Yeshu comes to perform Sarva the Kabbalah, and Rishum Prachya actually had in mind to be Makabalim. So, Achvi Lahu Biyade, and he motioned, or Ma'achvi Lei Biyade, he motioned to him with his hands. Hu Savar Mitchi Dachila, he thought, Yeshu thought that Rishum Prachya was pushing him off. So, Azal, he went, Zakav Levinasa, Vishtachvala, he set up a brick and he bowed down to it. Amrlei Hadarbach. So now at this point, Rosh Shimon Prachya goes over and he says, Bichozer, do tshuva. Amrlei, so Rosh Shimon Prachya says, I'm sorry, so Yeshu Nosri says, Kach mekublanim umcha, what do you mean? I have a Kabbalah from you. Kol achote yimachti yisarabim, ein maspikim biyadu, lasos tshuva. It does no good to do tshuva. And in fact, where do we see this? That Yeshu Nosri was machti the rabim, v'amarmar, Yeshu Nosri kishev v'hesis v'hidiach es Yisrael. Okay. So now let's just finish off the Gemara over here. The Gemara says this fast. Tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar. Amar Rav Shimon Elazar. Yetzer, Tinok, the Isha. These three things. Tehei Smol, Doch, Vim, and Makrevs. The way that you deal with these three circumstances are with a small a mahalach of small docha v'yamin mikrevus. The yetzer referring to the taiva for tashmish, so you can't dismiss it entirely because then there won't be any yeshiva olam. So it has to be tempered. So it's small docha v'yamin mikrevus. A tinok and an isha, Rashi explains, are dating kalas. So because of their emotions, so it's easy to push them off and to drive them crazy, maybe to okay. But anyway, they can handle it. Tanabam. Gimachalam chala Elisha. There were three illnesses that Elisha suffered. Echad shagira dubim betinokas. One, because he incited the bears over the children. Right, there was one time he comes into the city and there are these children who are not behaving appropriately towards Elisha, and he incites bears to go attack them. So the echad one. And one illness was shedachafo the gechazi b'shtei time, that he pushed off gechazi b'shtei time. The echad shemeispo, and the final illness was the one that he died through. Shneimar ve'elisha chala es chayo. If you take a look at the hamshach of the pasuk, ve'elisha chala es chayo asher yamuspo. So you see these three terms chala es chayo asher yamuspo. Okay. Ad Avraham lo hayezikna. There's no such thing as old age until Avraham. Then what happened? Called the chazal Avram, any person would see Avram, Amar HaYitzchak. He would say, oh, this is Yitzchak. They look exactly the same. Called the chazal Yitzchak, Amar HaYavram. Any person would see Yitzchak would say, oh, that's Avram. So by Avram Rachmi, so he's Mavaksh Rachmim, to have a Zikna, that there should be old age. Shemar Avram, Zakein Ba Bayamim. Okay. Ad Yaakov lo Havachosha, there was no such thing as illness. Ba Rachmi was Mavaksh Rachmim, Havachosha. And then there suddenly was illness. Shemar, Vayomar Liyosef, Hinei Avicha Chola. Ad Elisha lo have inish chalish de mitzvah. Up until Elisha's time, there was nobody ill who got ill who then was cured. In other words, if they became ill, they then died. Vas Elisha ba rachmi the isbah. But then Elisha came in with mitzvah rachmim and he was cured. Shenemar Elisha chala as chayo asher yamuspa, that he became ill with the illness that he would die by mashma, as opposed to the illness that he did not die by. Okay. All right. Shkayach, everybody. Why didn't we get